start your day the Torah way, Northwest London. Friday, the 8th of Kislev, 2nd of December. Rabbi Meir Shlomo Kdufle Shlita, Mikdosh Shelmalo Mechuvan LeMikdosh Shelmato. This week's Torah Wave has been sponsored by Family Posen, Lilu Nishmas, Rav Moshe Ben Rav Yeshua Zichron Livracha, the late Frank Posen, on his 25th yard site last night.
It's a tremendous chus to be able to talk for such a chash of a program. Chazal tell us, last week's parasha finishes with Yitzchak and Rivka commanding Yaakov to go to Beis Lavan to marry from Lavan's daughters. This week's parasha at the beginning we find that Yaakov Taka went, and Chazal tell us there's 14 years in between which the Torah doesn't discuss. And Chazal teach us that for those 14 years, Yaakov Avinu was hit min atzmoy. Bebeis Eva, he went to the Yeshiva Hashem Be'eva and he learned Torah. And they bring down from the Zohar Kodesh a mashal, a person who has a reason he has to lower himself into a deep boil, and he's scared that he's going to get stuck in the boil. So what does he do? He ties himself with a strong rope to something outside the boil. Also, even if you get stuck, you'll be able to get out. Zogn Chazal, Lassa Moshel, Yaakov Avinu, he was going to Beis Lavan, Tum of Beis Lavan, a deep boil. He was scared he was going to get stuck in the Tum of Beis Lavan. And the only Yeter that he saw, he felt he had to tie himself to something out of the boil. The only Yeter that he had was at Gesessen, at Gegangen in Yeshiva, and he learned for 14 years, and the Torah was the rope that tied him to outside the boil. With that he felt safe to be able to face the Tumas of Beis Lavan. There's a famous story of Rav Meir Premishlana. He used to go to Toivel in the Mikvah. He used to go in the lake, and there was a steep hill going down from where he lived to the lake, and he used to go every day, and in the winter it was icy and everyone was scared to go down the hill, and he just walked, he didn't slip at all. And they asked him, Rebbe, how come, you know, we all slip when we go, we're scared to go on the hill, how come you just go, you don't slip? So Rav Meir Premishlana said, as mis gebinden fin oiven glitscht me nicht fin inten, which means if someone's tied from above then he doesn't fall from below. And he was saying, ich bin gebinden fin oiven, I have a kesher upstairs, and therefore, I'm not afraid to slip. In Sasema state, maybe a play on words, it says, Kesher Elyon Deiraisa. It's Lashon Chazal referring to the knots of the tzitzit, of the tzitzit. Kesher Elyon is Deiraisa. And the Sasema says that there's a remes, Kesher Elyon, for a person to be tied above. Tzazagi Binden fin Oven is Deiraisa with the Torah Klush. The Torah Klush is the only thing which can tie a person to above. And that's what Yaakov Avinu did when he went to Beis Lavan. He tied himself outside the boil with the Torah HaKadosh that he was oisik in Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva. Tayr Yidin, who start the day the Torah way, Yid understands he's going to spend his day in Olam Hazeh, oisik b'panosa, other things, and there are many dangers in the world that can make a person slip. Peruchnius or Bagashmius. And Mamela Yid starts his day the Torah away, and he comes into a besmedrash, and he listens to the Divrei Torah. And that's how he starts his day. That's mamash the bechin of Yaakov Avinu, who was going into Beis Lavon, and he started it. He started it the Torah way by going first to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Eiver. It says in the parasha, Yaakov Avinu, we all know the story, Yaakov Avinu slept in the Mokim HaMikdash. He woke up and he said, Manoira HaMokim HaZeh, Ein Zeki in Beis HaRikim, V'zeh Shara Shomoyim. And Rashi says, Rashi brings from Chazal, Ein Zeki in Beis HaRikim, this is the Beis HaRikim, the Mokim of the Beis HaMikdash, V'zeh Shara Shomoyim, this is the gateway to Shomayim. Rashi says, Chazal say, "Umidrashu she beis hamikdash shel malo mechuvin kineged beis hamikdash shel mato." If over here was the Shara Shamayim kineged the beis elokim, so we learn that beis hamikdash shel malo is mechuvin, is aligned. The beis hamikdash that there is in Shamayim is aligned with the beis hamikdash that there is down on this world. In Teferes Yonason from Rabbi Yonason Aibish, it declares into Santa Chakira. Rabbi Yonason Aibish says there's two ways how we can understand this. Besamikdash Shalmalos, Mechuvim Kenegat Besamikdash Shalmat. What does that mean? So you could understand, one way to understand is that it starts with where the Besamikdash Shalmalos was before the Rebbe Shem created the world. There was Besamikdash Shalmalos on this Makim. And then when the Rebbe Shem wanted to make a Mikdash B'tachtoinim, so the Rebbe Shem chose the Mokim that's Mechuvim Kenegat, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmalo. Today that should be aligned. That's one way how you can understand. The Pesach Rebbe Yonason, there's another way you can understand. That Be'emes, the Ikeh, Tachlis HaBriyah, the Rebbe Shem wanted to be Mashu Shechenose B'tachtoinim, and the Rebbe Shem was Boich in the Mokim HaMikdash, and that was the place that he chose to be Mashu Shechenose B'tachtoinim, and the Rebbe Shem Kenegdoi was Poiseach, the Beis HaMikdash Shalmalo, that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmalo should be Mechum Kenegat Beis HaMikdash Shalmato, but it starts with the Beis HaMikdash Shalmato. The Rebbe Shem brought the Beis HaMikdash Shalmalo to the Beis HaMikdash Shalmato. That's what Rebbe Yonason says, two ways how you can understand this Inyan. So Rebbe Yonason, we know over here Rashi tells us Yaakov Avinu wasn't really in Yerushalayim, he was really in Luz. And the Haramiriya, Rashi says, was Nekar Mimkoimoy, the Haramiriya came, was transported from Yerushalayim, and the Haramiriya was now in Luz. It says in Chazal that the Shara Shamayim was here. So Rabbi Yonason, what's the Shara Shamayim doing here? The Shara Shamayim is supposed to be on top of Yerushalayim. Now, was then you see, Rabbi Yonason, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam brought the Mokim HaMikdash, Hara Meiria, and transported it to Luz, together with the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokim HaMikdash, Hara Meiria, came also the whole Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo, the whole Shara Shamayim, came with the Hara Meiria Lamato. So Rabbi Yonason, you see that really everything starts and is dependent on the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato. And forget, the Rebbe Shem takes the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo wherever the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato is. Tach Rabbi Yonason shat in the Pasuk, Manoira HaMokim HaZeh, Yaakov Avinu said, Manoira HaMokim HaZeh, this Mokim HaRamiria, the Mokim HaMikdash is such a Moridik Mokim. Ein Zeh Ki'im Beis HaRakim, this is not really the Mokim HaMikdash, it's just Beis HaRakim, it's just, this is where the Beis HaMikdash is now. V'zeh Shar HaShemayim, here's the Shar HaShemayim. The kedusha of the Mokim HaMikdash is so big that it brings with it the Shara Shamayim, it brings with it the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo. As well as Rabbi Yonason Aibishitz touched on the pasuk. In the Elik Chasm Soif in Torah Moshe, he says a different touch in this pasuk, and it comes up from the Chasm Soif, Mam Shvaket from Rabbi Yonason Aibishitz. The Chasm Soif says like this, he brings, it says in the Kinnis of Tisha B'Av, one of the Kinnis that Rebbe Eliezer HaKalir, Gross Rebbe Eliezer HaKalir was Miyasid. It says the Lashon. Sure, Yaakov Avinu saw Shoimeimo, he saw the emptiness of the Mokim HaMikdash. Vayekoinen, the Lashon of Kin, the Lashon of Kin is Vayekoinen, and he wailed and he cried, Ein Zeh. So it says in Lashon of Kin, it's referring to this Ein Zeh that says, Ein Zeh Kim Beis HaLikim. And it says in the kinnis that this was a kinnis that Yaakov Avinu cried. He saw the emptiness and he cried, Ein Zeh. Which emptiness? What's the kinnis that Yaakov Avinu was mekoinen over here? So the Chasam Soifer says, Adavon Niflam Oid. And the Chasam Sofer says, it says in the Pasuk in Eicha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam was Ni'er Mikdashoi. And the Chasam Sofer teaches that that means that the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol shook the Beis HaMikdash. And the Chasam Sofer says, Kol Zman that the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato was Mechuvan Keneged the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo, it would have been impossible for any goy to touch the Beis HaMikdash. It's connected, it's clicked into the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. Not possible to do anything with it. The Ribbono Shel Olam had gewollt bringen nach Churban, the Moshe wanted to do Churban. The only thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam could do is he gave a shake to the Beis HaMikdash. And he shook the Beis HaMikdash out of its makom. It got disconnected from its connection to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. Oh, it's not connected anymore. Now the goyim were able to come and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Pasuk means when the Pasuk says, Ni'er Mikdashoi. Zog the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Yaakov Avinu knew that the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato is supposed to be Mechuvan connected to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. Yaakov Avinu saw over here, Zog the Chasam Sofer. Takalak Rashi says that the Haramariya was Nekramim Koimoi. Zog the Chasam Sofer, the Haramariya of the Mokim HaMikdash was Nekramim Koimoi. But the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo of the Shara Shemayim, that stayed where it was, that stayed on top of Yerushalayim. That didn't move. So the Chasam Sofer, when Yaakov Avinu saw that there's such a thing that the Ribbono Shel Olam could move away the Mikdash Shel Mato from the Mikdash Shel Ma'alo, and they'll be in two different places, they won't be connected, Yaakov Avinu understood, wow, if the Ribbono Shel Olam can do that, then the Ribbono Shel Olam can make a near Mikdash also. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will be able to bring a churban. Like the Chasam Sofer says, that's how the churban came about, because the Ribbono Shel Olam moved away the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo from the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. When Yaakov Avinu saw this mara, that the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato was moved away from the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo, he understood, wow, this means that there could be a churban Beis HaMikdash. And Yaakov Avinu had gesehen, as the gate zayin ha-churban. So the Chasam Sofer, Yaakov Avinu said, Manoira ha-mokim azeh, how frightening is this? Ein zeki im beis elokim v'zeh shara shemayim. So the Chasam Sofer, why does it say zeh twice? So the Chasam Sofer, Yaakov Avinu was saying, ein zeki im beis elokim over here, v'zeh shara shemayim over there. They're in two different places. So the Chasam Sofer, Yaakov Avinu, this is so frightening. I see that the beis hamikdash shel mato and the beis hamikdash shel ma'alo could be in two different places. This is where he saw that there was going to be a churban. So the Chasam Sofer, that's what the Rabbi Eliezer HaKala means in the Kinnah. Shor shemaymo, he saw the emptiness of the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato. He saw that the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato could be empty from its connection to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo by Yikoinein. And he wailed and he cried. He said, the Kinnah Ein Zeh. Ein Zeh was where Yaakov Avinu understood and saw that there's going to be a churban. So the Chasam Sofer is obviously a faket touch in the Pasuk. Then Rabbi Yonis and Aibishit. Rabbi Yonis and Aibishit says that they were both over here. And the Chasam Sofer says the Mikdash Shel Mato was here and the Mikdash Shel Ma'alo was here. Yeah, there's a machlokes between the Chasam Sofer and the Mishnah. What happened over here? Did the Mikdash Shel Ma'alo also move with the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato, or the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo stay where it was? And the Chore, the Yisoid HaMachlokes is Tak Rabbi Yonison HaMishis Chakira. Rabbi Yonison Takya shows from here that it starts with the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato, and wherever the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato is, that's where the Ribbono Shel Olam brings the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. The Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato really needs its connection to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. It starts with the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. And the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato, to have its kiyum, has to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. In the Chizkuni, in this week's parash, it says Mefurish, doesn't say Pshat in the Pasuk, but he says Mefurish like Rebbeinu Sinai Bishitz. The Chizkuni says, Pirish Rashi, Mikdash Shel Ma'alo, Mechuvan Keneged, Mikdash Shel Mato. So the Chizkuni asks, Harehu kafatz neged Yaakov k'domal el. The Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato was kafatz k'neged Yaakov. So the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato was now shaloi b'im koimoi. What's the Shara Shomayim doing now? Aligned with the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato moved away. L'kach tzorech lo'im azak the Chizkuni shagam Mikdash Shel Mato kafatz k'negdoi. That the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato was kafatz k'negdoi, jumped together with the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato. Tak mamash like Rabbi Yonison said. I found maybe a starker makor for this chiddush that Rabbi Yonison says that the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo is dependent on the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mato. Lashon HaGemara in Tanis, Dav Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara says in Maseches Tanis, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Loi avoy bi Yerushalayim shel malo, ad she'avoy li Yerushalayim shel mato. The Gemara discusses that Yerushalayim shel malo and Yerushalayim shel mato, l'chol, that's the same inyan, like Beis Hamikdash shel malo and Beis Hamikdash shel mato. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm not going to go into Yerushalayim shel malo until I go into the Yerushalayim shel mato, which means l'chol, the Kedusha starts with the Beis Hamikdash shel mato. I have a Beis Yerushalayim one, I'm not going there, I'm not interested. When I'm going to go into Beis Hamikdash shel mato, I'm going to go into Yerushalayim shel mato. Then I'm going to come into Yerushalayim shel malo, which is the Chalam Shalak Rabbi Yonis, and the Ribbono Shel Olam brings the Beis Hamikdash shel malo to where the Beis Hamikdash, to where Yerushalayim shel mato is. I saw in a sefer by Yom Derech, a sefer from Mechel Zilbishlita, and to Santa Ha'ore, the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, state in Rambam, we all know that whenever we daven, we face the Makom HaMikdash. The Lashon HaRambam is Mispalelin Noichach HaMikdash, we daven facing the Mikdash B'chol Makom Sheyiyeh, in any Makom that it is. And the Kesef Mishneh, the side of the Rambam, is two Pshatim Taich in the Rambam. Yeah, again, the Rambam says Mispalelin Noichach HaMikdash B'chol Makom Sheyiyeh. So the Kesef Mishneh Efshel Efarish Bo Shnei Pirushim, you can say two Taiches, two translations in the words of the Rambam with two totally different meanings. Oy shechoyze le mispalalim. Bein sheyiyu ba'aretz, bein sheyiyu b'chutz la'aretz, yispalalu noichach ha-mikdash. The first part of the Kesef Mishneh says is when the Rambam says, mispalalu noichach ha-mikdash b'chol mokom sheyiyu, it means wherever the mispalal may find himself, wherever the person is davening may find himself, he always should make sure to daven facing the mokom ha-mikdash. That's the first part of the Kesef Mishneh says. Oy, zog the Kesef Mishneh noichach b'shat shechoyze le mikdash. B'chol mokom sheyiyu ha-mikdash, ben kisheyiyu b'midbar, ben kisheyiyu b'gilgal, or b'shiloy, or b'noy v'givoyin, ben kishenivna b'yisraelomim, lo'olam mispalel noichach ha-mikdash. So the Kesef Mishneh, the second taich, that mispalel noichach ha-mikdash, b'chol mokom sheyiyu, wherever the Beis HaMikdash may find itself, wherever the Beis HaMikdash may be, wherever the Beis HaMikdash is at this time, you daven connect the Beis HaMikdash. We find in the history of Klal Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash was in many different places, in the Midbar, it was where the Mishkan was, it was in Shiloh, in Noi V'Givoy, and only then it was in Yerushalayim. And the Rambam, the Kesef Mishneh, in the second touch, is saying that this halacha that you mispalel Noichach HaMikdash towards the Mikdash is dependent on where the Mikdash is. Wherever the Mikdash is, that's towards where you daven. And Reb Machzalba says, he rises from Rishonim, that this musik that we have, in face the Makom HaMikdash, what's the Indian that we face the Makom HaMikdash? Because the Shaar HaShemayim is by the Makom HaMikdash. Yeah, Rashi in this week's Parsha, he says in his lesson, the Shaar HaShemayim, that's the Makom that the Tefillahs go up. Makom Tefillah Lalu is Tefillasom HaShemayim, Rashi says. The Shaar HaShemayim, that's the gate to Shemayim, that's where the Tefillahs go through this gate. And the Indian of facing the Makom HaMikdash is because the Tefillahs have to go there, they have to go to the Shaar HaShemayim, they have to go up through the Shaar HaShemayim. The Kesef Mishneh in the second Pshat says that wherever the Beis HaMikdash is, in all the different places that it was, wherever it is at this time, that's where you face when you daven Shemona Esrei. Kum dois lechoyrif, the reason why you're facing the Makom HaMikdash is because that's where the Shaar HaShemayim is and that's where the tefillahs go up. When the Beis HaMikdash was in the Midbar, when it was in Noiv, when it was in Given, then the Shaar HaShemayim was in all these different places. The reason why we're facing the Mikdash is because we have to get our tefillahs, yeah, we have to head in the right direction. But yeah, tefillah is directed towards the Shaar HaShemayim. Wherever the Beis HaMikdash was, in all the different places, that's where the Shaar HaShemayim was. And Rabbi Chazuba asks, what do you mean the Shaar HaShemayim is on top of Yerushalayim? He says, you see, we hear more of the Gechidosh, and in this title of the Kesef Mishneh in the Rambam, it changes, when the Mikdash changes its location, that changes where we have to face. That means that the Shaar HaShemayim moves with the Beis HaMikdash. That means that wherever the Beis HaMikdash is, that's where the Shaar HaShemayim is. He doesn't bring Rabbi Yonison, but that's Mamash Rabbi Yonison's Yisoid. Rabbi Yonison says that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmalos will come connect the Beis HaMikdash Shalmato. Wherever the Beis HaMikdash Shalmato is, that's where the Beis HaMikdash Shalmalos is going to be. And just like when the Ribbono Shel Olam this week's parasha moved the Beis HaMikdash Shalmato, and the Beis HaMikdash Shalmalos came with it, as though Oich Noiv, Givo, and Midbo, wherever the Beis HaMikdash Shalmato is, that's where the Beis HaMikdash Shalmalos is, and that's where we have to face towards. is a Torah vort from the middle of Belze Ruv. He has an interesting Torah. Yes, what's it? Negiah to this Indian. He has an interesting Torah. Rashi in a few places says this Indian of Mikdash Shalmata is Mechubim Kneged Mikdash Shalmalo. One place is in Parashas Beshalach. In the Shira it says Mochon Leshivtecha. And Rashi teaches Mochon Leshivtecha means Mikdash Shalmata is Mechuvin Kneged Kisei Shalmal. Mikdash Shalmata is Mechuvin Kneged Mikdash Shalmal. So Mochoin Neshivtecha, that's what that means. Rashi in Parashas Mishpatim also brings this.
What's the Taktish of Mochoin? What does Mochoin mean? In English.
The Mochoin means the base. Neshivtecha. Pa'alto Hashem.
A boat.
Okay. In Parashas Mishpatim, it says Hine onochi shalech malach lefanach leshmorach badarach v'laviach alamokim asher hachinoisi. And Rashi says, asher hachinoisi kvar. So Rashi, zeh echot min ha-mikroi sh'oimrim she-beis ha-mikdash shel ma'alo mechuvin kneged beis ha-mikdash shel ma'alo. I'm ready to prepare. Beis ha-mikdash shel ma'alo is mechuvin kneged beis ha-mikdash shel ma'alo. And the Belze Ruv asked that if you medaktik the Lashon of Rashi, there's a difference in the Lashon of Rashi between how Rashi words it in Parashas Mishpatim and how Rashi words it in Parashas Beshalach. Parashas Beshalach, it says, beis ha-mikdash shel ma'ato is mechuvin kneged beis ha-mikdash shel ma'alo. It says first, beis ha-mikdash shel ma'ato. Beis ha-mikdash shel ma'ato is mechuvin kneged beis ha-mikdash shel ma'alo. And the Parashat Mishpatim it says, Faket, Rashi says, the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo is Mechuvin Kneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ato. And he asked, why does Rashi change his Lashon? So the Belze Ruv said, the Moedik is Ach, and he said that the Pesukim Parashat Beshalach of Mochon Neshivtecha is talking about, that's what the Pesukim are talking about building the Beis HaMikdash. Building the Beis HaMikdash, rather than it was Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ato is Mechuvin Kneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. There was a Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. And Klal Yisrael came and built the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ato, Mechuvin Kneged, what was already the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. So the Belze Ruv, in Parashas Mishpatim, it's Mevun the Pesukim over here, that the Pesukim are referring to when the Yidna are going to go in Golos. Rashi says, it says, Hina Anochi Shalech, Maloch, Kam Es Basu, Shasidem Lachtoi. It's talking about, there's going to be, Yidna going to be Choyt, and there's going to be a Golos. So the Belze Ruv, when there's going to be a Golos, then the Shechin, then there's no Beis HaMikdash anymore. Now, then the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, the Gemara says, "Chaviv in Yisrael, Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Chaviv in Yisrael, Kol Mokim Shagolu Yisrael, Shechina Imam, the Shechina came with Yidden Golus wherever they went." It says the same Gemara. Also, the Gemara brings Pesuk, "Va'ahi lohem." The Rebbeinu Shlom said, "Va'ahi lohem leMikdash Ma'at." And the Gemara fatayches is "Eilu batim Knesiyos batim Midrashes shebabavel." That batim Knesiyos and batim Midrashes in Bavel are called the base of Mikdash Ma'at. And the Belze Ruv says, "The Mori Dikazach." He says that when Chazal say that Kol Mokim Shegolu Yisrael Shechina Imoim, that means Klal Yisrael have a Mikdash Ma'at in Golus. Klal Yisrael have the Beis HaMikdash now in Golus in the Batikinisis and Batim Midrashos. The Shechina's Golu Imoim means the Ribbono Shel Olam takes the Mikdash Al Ma'alo and he brings it to on top of the Beis HaMikdash Al Ma'ato. And Mamele on top of all the Batikinisis and Batim Midrashos in Babel, that's where Ki'ilu the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo is. So he says that's why. In Parashas Beshalach it says Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ato Mechuvin Kneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. That was Bizmach Beis HaMikdash Kayom. The Rebbeinu brought the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ato Kneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. Mashiach in Parashas Mishpat, we're talking about when Yidmu in Golos. So there it says Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo Mechuvin Kneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo. It's all our about Knesiyos and about the Midrashos. The Rebbeinu brings the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo and brings it on top of the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ato. Now in this week's parasha, Rashi also says this Chazal. And Rashi says the Lashon, like in Parashas Mishpatim, the Lashon of Rashi is the Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'alo is Mechuvin Kneged Beis HaMikdash Shel Ma'ato. And the Belze Ruv says, like Parashas Mishpatim, like Yidna and Golos, and the Belze Ruv says that Yaakov Avinu, Egegangen Yetz in Golos, he left Eretz Yisrael and he went into Golos. And it says in Chazal, it says in Sram, Yaakov Avinu was preparing the way for us. We're also going to leave Eretz Yisrael and we're going to go into Golos. And maybe he says Besach Dorah like Rabbi Yonason. He says that the Rabbanu Shalom Har Hamiriyah was Nekar Mim Koymon. And Ein Zeki and Beis Abakim Bezeh Shara Shomayim, the Shara Shomayim was also Nekar Mim Koymon. Came with. So Rashi says over here, Mikdash Shalmalo is Mechuvan Keneged Mikdash Shalmata, because over here the Mikdash Shalmata had moved away and the Mikdash Shalmalo came with, which that's the Anhoge that the Rabbanu Shalom has when the Yidna and Golos. Because the bells are roof. Come on to Santa Ha'ora. If it's taka true that in our Bat Kinesis and Bat Midrashis we have the Shara Shamayim on top of us, because the Rebbeinu Shalom brings the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata to the Mikdash Ma'at, and the Rosh brings the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata to the Mikdash Ma'at of the Beis Hamikdash Shalmata. Yeah, according to what we chesed before, because the Mishnah says in the Rambam that you always have to face where the Shara Shamayim is. We said, according to the second chapter, the Shara Shamayim moves everywhere, but the Shara Shamayim is taken where our Bati Kinesis and Bati Midrashas are. Why do we have a halacha that we're supposed to face Yerushalayim, we're supposed to face the Makom HaMikdash? Yeah, the point of facing the Makom HaMikdash is that that's where the Shara Shamayim is. Yeah, according to the Bells of Ruf, the Shara Shamayim is right over here. We shouldn't have to face anywhere, whichever direction the Beis HaMikdash is facing, the Shara Shamayim is right over here. That would be interesting to Or, according to the Bells of Ruf. Okay, I'd just like to finish with a Zaytik word, a different word, a nice word in this week's parasha. It says, Rachel Imenu was a Akara for many years, and then finally Rachel Imenu had a child, and Yosef was born, and she called the child Yosef. It says in the pasuk, the reason why she called the child Yosef is because Asaf Elikim es Cherpasi. Rashi says, "Os what's Asaf?" And Rashi says, "Hechnisa." But Makom Shaloi Tera. Yet Mefarshim Rashi say that Rashi is coming to. You usually understand Asaf means gathering. There's no gathering as Chapos. Chapos means Rachel said, "Rashi took away my busha." So it's not Lashon gathering. Rashi says, "Hechnisa." But Makom Shaloi Tera. Asaf. Mefarshim Rashi says Asaf could mean bringing inside, taking something from outside to inside. Like it says, "Vashav Zayid Vasafto El Toich Vasach." It means gather it up. It means bring it into your house. So Rashi says, "Hechnisa." Rashi says, "Hechnisa." But Makom Shaloi Tera. Rachel said, "Asaf Elokim es Cherpasi." Rashi took away my cherpa. Rashi says it means "chnisa." The immersion brought inside my cherpa, but makom shalotir, in a place I won't be seen. And if you think about it, then to sound the lashon, the immersion took away her cherpa. She had the cherpa, she didn't have any children, and the immersion removed her cherpa. The cherpa doesn't exist anymore. What's this lashon of Rashi? Rashi says the immersion brought it inside and put it b'makom shalotir, in a place I won't be seen. It's still here, but I won't be seen. It's gone away. Lechol. What's this lashon of Rashi? Once I the morning kevot. Rashi says before, he says about the Kamli Rachel ba'achoisa. Rachel was jealous of her sister had children, she didn't have children. And Rashi says, Kama b'masel atoim, she was jealous of Leil's masim toivim. Omra, she said, ilule yishatzot kamimeni, if not that Leil is greater than me, loizachsa levonim. It wouldn't be that she was achon, I was achon to bomb. This was the feeling that Rachel had all the years. I don't have any masim toivim, Leil has masim toivim. That's why Leah has children and I didn't have children. So we could think, once Rachel had a baby and Yosef was born, we could think, oh, Rachel could pat herself on the back and say, Ma, I also have Masim Toivim. I'm not worse than my sister. I also have a baby. That's what maybe we would have done. But Derech HaTzadikim is not like that. Rachel said, Avada, that I thought all the years I don't have Masim Toivim, and my sister that does have Masim Toivim, that's still true. I know that that's true. I don't have Masim Toivim. And my sister does have Masim Toivim. Asaf Elokim es Cherpasi, the Rosham didn't take away my cherpa, it's still here. But the Rosham brought it inside, but Mokam Shaloi Tere. The Welt at mind and the Welt think, they don't know anymore. They see I also have children, so no one knows now what they knew till now that I don't have Masim, but they think that I also have Masim Toivim. But Rachel by herself, she thought, Father Chonishka Masim Toivim, and she's the cherpa that she had all the years, that Leah has Masim Toivim, she doesn't, she still has. Rosham hid it from other people. But Makom Shaloi Tera, in a place I won't be seen. And that's the Derech of Tzadikim. I think we have a tendency always put the blame on other people. not to put the blame on others, at least to shift the blame away from ourselves. Derech HaTzadikim is not like that. The Makabal Achrayis, I'm responsible. This is what Rachel did over here. No, I don't have massive time, but the Ribbono Shel Olam made it. We'll be zoiche to make a nachas ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Good Shabbos.
Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, Rabbi Zachariah, 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 Rabbi Zachariah